interpreter to shut us up. That is, in fact, a violation of the First Amendment. The lawsuit dragged on for 12 years because the FBI kept appealing different things. In the process, Judy Barry passed away from cancer after living her last 7 years in pretty serious pain. But her lawyers, her estate, and myself took them to trial in Oakland in 2002. And a jury, after hearing 6 weeks of pretty unbelievable testimony, literally unbelievable testimony from the FBI and the Oakland police, awarded us $4.4 million.
So when the FBI set their sights on the two of you, they stopped looking around. Who do you think, and what evidence has come forward to suggest who did this, and what was this bomb in your car?
Well, we know that the FBI held a bomb school just 30 days before we were bombed. They were blowing up cars in Eureka, California, where I live, or near where I live, and they were doing it on a Louisiana Pacific Lumber Company clear cut. 2 weeks after that, a bomb went off at a Louisiana Pacific sawmill that eventually they tried to pin that on Judy and myself, too. And then 2 weeks after the sawmill was bombed, Judy Barry's car was bombed by the exact same bomber who took credit for this in a letter that was sent to the newspapers. So there seems to be a thread between the lumber companies and the FBI and then all the way to the bombed car. We are now in court to try to get the first bomb that didn't go off quite well, not the one in Judy's car, but the one at the lumber mill. We believe there's DNA evidence on that. There's about 6 feet of duct tape that remains on that bomb. We think there could be fingerprints, duct tape, hair samples. And as part of getting our money, we took less money, but in exchange for that, we demanded the evidence be returned to us. The FBI is now appealing that, saying they don't want to return over those bomb remnants to an independent forensics laboratory. We're trying to get a DNA sample to see if we can identify who the bomber is.
The letter was from the Lord's Avenger, and the bomb was placed under Judy's seat, the driver's seat, a very unlikely place if you had put it there yourselves.
The bomb itself had a motion trigger. It was only going to go off in a moving car. It was placed underneath Judy's seat. It was designed to kill her only when the car was moving, so she had to be in the vehicle for the bomb to go off. It was so obvious. The police knew that at the time. They found the ball bearing that had to roll around and touch a positive and negative wire for the bomb to explode. So, and they even wrote booby trap on the first police report. So they knew it was a victim-operated device, and yet they blamed us pretty much instantaneously.
Darryl, we're going to continue this discussion after the show, and we'll post it online at democracynow.org. So please stay seated. Darryl Cherney, producer of the new documentary, Who Bombed Jerry Barry, which is airing today in Los Angeles. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us. Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Bob Longman with your WUSB concert billboard for Wednesday, March 28th. First Aid Kit will be at the Webster Hall in Manhattan, the Grand Ballroom, at 8 p.m. Your concert billboard for Thursday, March 29th.